Welcome, everyone. There are so many people here. How did that happen? Maybe I'll figure it out. We were thinking of doing names. Marie, do you think that's a good idea now, or should we do it later? After tea tomorrow or something like that? What do you think? How's our time?
We have about an hour until bedtime, so but I think we might want to wait, actually. So
yeah, because
let's wait till tea, yeah.
Yeah, let's wait till tea.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm so curious. my name's Paula, and my friend John here.
John.
So I'm going to say a few remarks, which is just that I'm really glad to be here. It's just, I don't know, it's amazing to come back here. And I don't know what's been going on in this Sindo lately, but it's a very welcoming place. And thank you, Jikoji people. What else should I say? We'll be alternating teaching, and so John's going to talk tomorrow, and then I'll talk Sunday and so on, and it will all work out. At the end of the session, Angie's coming to talk to us. After breakfast, I believe, and Judy, we are having a ceremony for Judy's Jukai ordination. It's really exciting. Really happy about that. And I know a lot of you have come from out of town, and I'm just really glad to see you. I'm trying to think of what else I should say. We'll just make it brief. John's going to say something, and then Marie has quite a few things to say, I think.
Well, I'd like to just double the welcome. It's very gratifying to see so many people interested in taking a week out of their life for this rare opportunity. So thank you for doing that. And I hope you could avail yourself of the opportunity that you have this week to sit as much as you can and reap the benefit of the practice. I guess the only other thing is it's a silent retreat, so it asks people to maintain silence. And if you go into the kitchen, to maintain it in there too, please. If you need to speak to someone in the kitchen, perhaps you could use a notepad and write a note instead of speaking. I think that might maintain the continuity of the flow of the shishin better. I can't think of anything else. But welcome. And perhaps we can go around and introduce ourselves.
You did? Okay.
I'm Dennis.
Mark Adams.
Doug.
And Jerome.
Naomi.
Judy.
Kevin.
Abby.
Wesley.
Kathleen,
Chris, Samuel,
Nick, Sage,
Marie, Donna, John, Isabel,
Nico,
Kathy,
Wendy. Yeah.
Yuichi,
Violet.
Arsalan.
Judy.
Zento.
Meg.
Lisa.
I'm glad we did that. I would also like to echo what John said about the silence. Angie was talking about it to me as we drove up here, and it is our opportunity to not have to bring ourselves to the level of having to make sense, for one thing, and this is a great opportunity. So we don't have to figure out things to say. We've got people to take care of us. If we need to talk to someone, we can leave notes with the Eno, and she will get it to the appropriate person. Am I right on that, Marie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you might be wanting to send all sorts of, at a certain period, we all want to send our love to everybody else, and we just, oh, you're just great. But we are doing that while we're sitting. And if we're being grouchy, we can just kind of keep that to ourselves. We'll talk about that later at one of the talks. So I wanted to echo that since Angie was very clear. And in the kitchen, very much the kitchen is a practice place. I've been at Sashin's where I was sewing in the community room, and I couldn't hear anything from the kitchen. It was amazing, just little whispers. And sometimes, people are doing something there, and even if not for the sake of yourselves, I think you would be well advised to only speak softly in the kitchen. Of course you need to communicate, but speak softly. And if I come in there and I'm making noise, which I might be, it's okay to remind me to be quiet, because I'm not always quiet, I know. So I guess that's about all we have, John and I anyway. So Marie.
So my name is Marie, and I'll be your Eno for the week, and that basically means that I give people jobs, and I make sure they know how to do their jobs, and make sure the jobs are filled. So I might tap you for certain things. And I'm also, I kind of have to be the rule giver and the rule enforcer. So about the, what I'll try to do is not give you all the information tonight, but kind of as needed. So there'll be announcements after breakfast and lunch about, what's coming up. So just a couple things, and unfortunately these aren't really in the greatest order, but I did want to let people know there's a first aid kit where we were sitting tonight for dinner. The back of that community room is kind of like the office, and so there's a box back there with paper and pens, although there's also some on the bench near the sign-up area. But you'll see there's a first aid kit, so if you need a Band-Aid or some medications, those are in the first aid kit. In case of emergency, if you notice something, you can ring any one of the bells, and I would suggest that we evacuate up to the car area unless that you see that there's something wrong there, and then we can evacuate to the common area here outside the Zendo. I have a Han for tomorrow morning. If you'd like to learn the Han and sign up to do that, the Han is the wooden block that we use to let people know the countdown until they have to be in the Zendo. If you'd like to learn that, you can sign up alongside someone who's already signed up, and then you can just kind of shadow them as they're doing that, and that way you can learn it and sign up for doing it later. There's also instructions for it, but it's really better to for that to be transmitted hand to hand. When the Han is done, the Han ringer comes in and these curtains close. If you come into the Zendo and these curtains are closed, please find a seat in the Kai Sando, which is this little room back here. Only the Tenzo comes in after the curtains are closed because she needs access to the Zendo since she's cooking. We will need people before tomorrow morning to sign up for cleanup for breakfast. If there's not signups, then I'll ask after breakfast, but if you could do it tonight, that would be good. One of the ways we're trying to keep silence in the kitchen is by having the cleanup crew sign up for a specific job. So they either sign up, you can either sign up to be the washer, the restorer, the dryer, you'll see the jobs listed there. And that way you don't have to go and negotiate roles when you get into the kitchen. You all know what your roles are. You're the washer. You don't have to say, oh, I'd rather wash or dry or whatever. So you'll see that when you sign up for kitchen things, there'll be specific names. We'll also need people for prep, but I think, am I right? We won't need them until after breakfast, so I can make that announcement at breakfast. If you need to get information to the teacher, you could leave a note, or you can talk to the Jisha. Violet will be the Jisha for both John and Paula. Do be in the Zendo before the 3-minute roll down on the Han, because the teacher will be serving the altar then. So you want to, like, 5 minutes before. Please observe the lights out. Oh, I wanted to talk about the chants. So we'll be chanting the Heart Sutra and the Metta Sutta in English. We'll hand out the chant cards before the service. We also have some short chants. We have the robe chant in the morning when we're, you know, taking our vows and putting on our robes. That's in here, this small book lit. We also have the Bodhisattva vows and the chant we use before the Dharma talks. And then in the evening, we sing the three refuges in Pali. Nobody ever uses these, so we used to put them on the things and they would kind of get all lost. If you would like to take this to your room and, you know, look at them, or if you would like to use it during the appropriate time, then please take one. They'll be on the little table outside here, but we won't be passing them out. Let's see. Be in the Zendo. Oh, no shoes in the community room starting tonight. We'll have the floor swept. Mark, if you could put that on Soji. We'll have the floor swept tomorrow since we had shoes in there tonight. But now there's no shoes in the community room, only in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Oh, watch for construction. There's construction going on, so paths may be, you know, maybe not where you expect them. There may be things in the road. And I guess shoes are okay in the bathroom also. You don't have to take shoes off to go in the bathroom. I think that's it. Emergency procedures. We do have some people who are interested in learning Doan. So the Doan is the person who rings the bells. And that could be a little bit complicated for the morning service, which we'll do tomorrow. So I think since Soji jobs will be light tomorrow, Soji is the little work period that we do right after breakfast from 8 to 8:10. So if you'd like to learn Doan, we'll just have about 10 minutes to do that. Dennis will have that here in the Zendo. I think that's it. So tomorrow morning, we sit, we have a wake-up bell, the Han, we sit, we do service, and then we have breakfast. That's all you need to know for now.
Marie?
Yes.
Just to maybe make it easier, isn't it that we're supposed to be seated in the Zendo by the end of the second Han? Is that right, or is it the beginning? I can't quite remember.
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
What do you mean by the second?
The end of the second.
The second roll
down. By the end of the second
roll
down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should be
in your seat when you're hearing the second roll down. And that's, you know, instead of having to know it's 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Saying that to myself.
Is one other thing, one of our...
Did you speak up?
One of our people that had signed up, Leslie, was taken ill and unfortunately went to the emergency room. So we send her our best wishes for a speedy recovery.
Any questions?
Would you mind going over just that beat of the Han so that some of us who are not very mindful can know when, is it after the second one of those?
Well, at the end of the first Han, then they will go.
That's one.
And at the end of the second Han, there's a roll down. And then a two. But you're supposed to be in there before that. So, before the roll down, isn't that what we said?
Yeah, before the end of the roll down, the second roll down.
Yeah.
Second roll down.
Yeah. And you have to listen for that. You'll hear da, 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 and then one. And then it starts up again. Every minute. Ticking. But just every minute. And two. You should be in there before it goes. Because that's when the teacher goes in. Are we good? It's wonderful to see you. We'll see you early in the morning. Yes?
Yes, if anybody hasn't registered yet, and sign in and so on, and just let us know that you're here and so on. You can do that with me. After we get out of here, I'll be up in the community building, and just takes a couple of minutes or some forms that need to be signed. So,
okay.
Thank you for doing that.
That reminds me, we will be eating orioki in the community room, and if you have not, the sogu, which is Judy's our head server. She'll be setting the orioki bowls out on the table for breakfast. So if you don't have an orioki bowl on the shelf in the community room with your name on it, you won't be eating breakfast.
So what are they supposed to do?
So that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
So if you go into the, as you go in the community room, and I can be in there, and Nico as well, we have some of Jokoji's Orioki sets that we're using, and you can take one of those and put your name on it and put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Judy, is there anything else you need to know for setup for breakfast?
I didn't know I was supposed to set up bowls before breakfast, but I know now.
We're having this conversation. We can maybe think about a little bit about, you know, people who are new to Orioki, putting them more experienced
yes.
people.
How many people don't have bowls? Do you want an idea?
It could be a tight fit.
Well, I know that I didn't bring bowls, so I should raise my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't bring mine either.
Okay, good.
So
well.
Violet, yeah, we can put out bowls for Paul, get a set of bowls for Paul, you know, or some more yogi for you. And for John, don't
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Judy, we'll meet in the kitchen,
yes,
the community room, and go over there tonight.
Now we're going to do the chants. And so are there cards here now, under here now? I think a lot of times...
No, most people, because most people know them, but we can pass them out there on the back if people would like them.
Yeah. Do you want to do it this time? You want to do it this time? Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it this time? Okay. Ouch.
It's on the very back of the card.
I didn't know we were going to be doing it.
Oh, well, I'm done.
Ouch.
Before we leave, if you're going to be here for Zazen tomorrow, if you could leave your cushion out. We didn't have enough spots, so. I think we might, want to double up here. Are you going to be here in the morning? If you'll be here in the morning, leave your zabutan and everything here. So we'll just make another row here, and we can make another row there. So let's have it set up for the morning.